Jesus, we're talking about understanding Jesus as our daily bread. And we know that the Lord fought with them in this particular chapter when he had fed them with the fish and the loaves, which I was just in meditation on that alone. I can't fathom how he took two fish and five loaves. I've really started to meditate on that. I can't fathom how the Bible says the lad had two small fish and five loaves. And so I can't, what do you break when there's nothing left? What are you breaking? I mean, when does it run out? How come it didn't run out in the hands of our Lord? I'll tell you how, because he is the Lord. He is the creator of all things.
Yes.
But I just sat there and I said to myself, and I was really thinking about it early this morning, and how in the world did he do that? I know, yes, he is creator. I just said it. Yes, absolutely. But it's still, to my mind, mm-hmm. something that is just unbelievable, yet believable, because
Amen.
He's Jesus.
Amen.
I don't know where you pull it from. If you break a small fish and you start to break off a piece, where is it continuing? Where is the source? He had a definite connection to heaven, and it, amazing. And so we're going to talk about him today as being our daily bread. He's the one, this miracle working Jesus. He is the one that can get us in sustained position to be in absolute favor all day, every day. And that's what this message is all about. This is what, it's still in our peace series. So we've been learning about how to establish a constant flow of favor by gathering fragments. Now we're going to learn exactly what those fragments are, so we can recognize daily bread. To really recognize, am I getting daily bread? Am I really eating the daily bread? Because the source of our life, the source of our quality of life, kingdom life, it stems from eating daily bread. And so when we're being fully nourished in it, we will understand prosperity and favor like never before.
Amen.
When you're nourished by daily bread, you will understand prosperity and favor like never before. I'm going to pick up over in the book of Luke. I like Luke's account on this particular Jesus teaching them how to pray. And I'm going to read chapter 11, verses 1 through 3. And if you can hear me, just let me hear you just say amen, so I know
amen.
To continue.
Amen.
All right. So we pray that there'll be no glitches today, but we'll be able to just sail easily without any interruptions. All right. In Luke 11, amen. Verses 1 through 3, it says, "And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, when you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. Verse 3, give us day by day, this is why I like Luke's account. Give us day by day our daily bread. The word daily, it means the bread of our necessity. The bread, it also means the bread that suffices for each day. I like the verb definition of daily. It means I exist. So when we're eating the daily bread, which we've been talking about, which he was trying to prove to them that manna was not it. The bread that you just ate wasn't it. That is not the daily bread. Jesus made it plain in John 6, what we learned last week. He said, I am the bread from heaven. So when we're eating it, what we're really, really feeling is his real existence.
Amen.
And in that, it becomes the bread of our necessity. It means the bread that suffices for each day. And again, I like how Luke put it. Matthew said, give us this day our daily bread. I like Luke's, how he translated what the Lord said. He said, give us day by day. Yes, and when I hear day by day, it reaches into my future. And prophetess taught us a long time ago that the word of God, or that our faith, and that the word should be reaching toward our future.
Amen.
And so it says, give us day by day. I like that prayer. Give us day by day, not just this day, but go into my tomorrow and the day after that, and get the source of my necessity. Get my bread prepared so I'm going and moving in a futuristic. I know the Bible says take no thought of the morrow, but it doesn't say that we can't project faith into our future, that we can't be established with God in our future, that the next day also give me day by day our daily bread. And so it sets us up for futuristic sustenance or nourishing or rhema. Let's just get to the chase. It sets us up for rhema ahead of time. I like what Kurt often says. I send my angels out the night before to begin to open up things and prepare my path before I get into my tomorrow. I send them out in the evening. So they're already moving. And I wake up to things that are easy, not difficult. So give us day by day our daily bread. All right. So now we're proving God's existence when we're eating it. So Luke recorded it, Jesus saying day by day, our daily bread. Matthew recorded, give us this day our daily bread. Again, I prefer Luke's interpretation because it stretches into my tomorrow and your tomorrow and days to come. It says, let me know you exist each day. Give me the bread of necessity each day. So Jesus now is that bread through rhema. It's an old revelation here. It's how we first started, but it really, really is going to speak loudly today because of our study in John 6. John 6:51, Jesus said it like this. He said, I am the living bread, which came down from heaven. If any man eat this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give, the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Love that part of the scripture. I love it all. But that part right there, he said, I'm going to give. Now watch this now. The word give means it's to give one something to his advantage. But I like when he said, I will give for. That word for denotes an exchange. You live this way in the world. You live according to the world and the world's way. But if you eat me, the bread that came down from heaven, I'll make an exchange for you. I'll exchange the way you're muddling through life right now, the way hardships are right now, the way things are not mapped out, they're not easy. I'll exchange the hustle and the bustle, and I'll give you, listen, something to your advantage.
Bless God.
I will give you an advantage over the way of the world. I will give you an advantage over how they are working so hard. He said in the same chapter, labor not for the meat that perishes. I will show you how to succeed by just eating me. By just eating me, the bread. I am that living bread which came down from heaven. So now he's talking here about an exchange that will be made. My God, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I'll make an exchange with you if you eat the bread that I am, if you eat me as the bread of life.
Hallelujah.
Jesus went back and forth with them, man, in this chapter, establishing the truth that he is the bread of life. But how do we get that source? We all know it. It's not that deep. We already know. It's the rhema word of God. It's the rhema word of God that we eat daily. Daily. We eat it daily. My goodness. Daily. It's the bread of our necessity. It's the very revealing of his existence. Rhema. It reveals his existence. It shows, it gives you the advantage because now Christ comes in to do the things in which you can't do yourself. Give us this day our daily bread. And Jesus made it plain in 6:51, I am the living bread. All right, now watch this here. We gain an advantage in Ephesians. Now, let's just get some proof that it is the word now. It is the Rhema word. Without doubt, without a doubt, there is absolutely no doubt that this bread that he's talking about, all right, how I get to his flesh, how do I eat his flesh? He translates, he said, and the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Now look at Ephesians 5, verses 25 through 27. It says here, husbands, man, somebody's going to get faith in Rhema all over again. Someone is going to explode and have faith in what the Rhema word is able to do in your life and for your life all over again. Keep your ear on this one here. It says, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself. There's that word gave. There it is. He said that the bread will be the flesh, my flesh, which I will give. Well, here we go. Paul picks up here and he says, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Why? That he might sanctify and cleanse it. How? With the washing of water by the word.
Hallelujah, God.
He gave himself so you could hear the word. So now this is proof that hearing the Rhema is the bread which he was talking about that comes from heaven. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
It's absolute proof. It's the Rhema word that you're able to hear. Why? Because he gave himself so you could.
Yes. Amen, God.
But what he's going to do with this now is he's going to cause, it says in verse 27, that he might present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy. That means complete, praise God. That means whole, praise God, and without blemish. There's the one that we used to think holy is, blemish. No, holy here is talking about complete. That you'll be fully furnished in everything that you need. You will walk in favor and prosperity, and you'll be without blemish. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Glory be to God. So it's proof now that he gave himself, just like he said he would in John 6. Paul comes back and tells us that he did give himself for the purpose of the word, for the purpose of Rhema. That word there means Rhema. And so now for the purpose of you hearing Rhema, this is your daily bread. This is why he says, gather the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost.
Amen.
Each fragment carries the power of your nourishing for that day.
Amen.
Now, we're going to do something we've never done before. We're going to break down something here. Let me see if we're going there now. So now, the way he gave himself, it means he was punished. It means he was condemned. It also means Jesus was tormented or put to death. So that's what gave there means in Ephesians. So now he gave himself. He was put to death so you could hear this word.
Thank
you,
Lord.
So you could eat. You could eat. You could eat. Oh, God, hear me. You could eat.
Hallelujah,
bread
Jesus.
From heaven and be fully nourished and sustained. Now, we're going to run this thing out. We're going to really, really run it down. So please don't overlook this. It may sound easy and surfaced, but it's really not. So please let it matriculate. Let it do. Imbibe. Take it to the head. Please. And listen. So Jesus died so we could hear. It's more proof within the fragments we find our favor and advantage. Hence, he will give himself, give us an advantage for healing and deliverance and prosperity. He said he would give himself for the life of the world. The only way to truly eat the true bread of heaven is via the fragments of the Rhema word. Jesus's death enabled us to be born again. Real simple. Born again. What we're eating is the food of the Spirit. That's what Rhema is. It is the bread of the spirit realm. We're nourished in our spirits. And yes, we find benefits in our physical body. That's without question. We find all kinds of benefits.
Yeah, hallelujah.
So, but the food is the food of the spirit. And that's what he was in a battle with them in John 6. They were looking for natural. He was saying, no. He says, the words that I speak, he says it right over there. We'll see it in just a moment. He says, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. So the food that we're eating is the food of, it's the bread of the spirit, guys. It's nourishing our spirits. And as it nourishes, the rhema comes in. And as it nourishes, man, it's going to cause us to thrive in the totality of kingdom living. It really is. So now let's understand the flavor of this bread. This is something we've never done before. We're going to have some fun with this here. There's a flavor in it. There's flavors that come out. In John 6, 62 and 63, just like I just told you, but I'll read it out. He says, what and if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up to where he was before? Basically, he's saying here, what if you see the bread that I said came from heaven, go back to heaven? It'll prove that I am the bread from heaven. If you see me ascend, then he tells us right here, it is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words, which means rhemas, that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So Jesus said the words or the rhemas, he used the word I. That word I is really powerful. He said the words that I speak. Now watch this. There's a definition to that little word, I. The word I in the Greek, it means only my expressed words when I'm being emphatic. My express words when I'm being emphatic. Watch this. This is the flavors of the bread. His express words when he's being emphatic, it means words with emphasis. This is all the word definition of emphatic. And strongly expressive. Another definition. They leave impressions. Somebody's going to get it in a minute. They are clear. And they strike. They're positive. They're energetic. They're forcible. They're pronounced. They're decided. Inequivocally. They're inequivocal. They're definite. And they provoke change. So the bread of heaven, the flavor in it, is all of that there. When you know you're eating the bread, you're going to feel strength. You're going to know there's an expression. You're going to leave an impression on you. They're clear. They strike. They're positive. They're energetic, forcible. My goodness, they're unequivocal. They're definite, and they provoke change. Amen. That's when you know you've been eating the bread of heaven. When you feel one of these definitions or several of them in the midst of gathering a fragment that you're eating on day-to-day basis, you become energetic. My God, you become decided. You get definite, man. You get definite change or you get definite direction. There is a flavor behind the bread of heaven. It really describes how it feels when you're quickened.
Hallelujah, God.
There's a flavor. He said, the words that I speak, not the Bible that you read, but the words that I speak.
Hallelujah.
They are spirit. Hallelujah. And they are life. And he meant that. He meant the rhemas that I speak when I express words when I'm being emphatic. That's literally your Strong's definition. Words that have emphasis. They leave impressions. They are clear. And my God, they strike. They're positive. They energize. They're forcible. They're pronounced and decided, unequivocal and definite. These words that provoke change here, these things, they are all of these flavors in the bread that we're eating, they provoke change. Change is being provoked every time you eat of the bread of life. Change is being provoked. You begin to say within yourself, it only might be for a moment, but you say within yourself, I've got to do better. You say within yourself, I'm coming up out of this. You say within yourself, no, this is how I'm going to live. You start, they provoke change. That's when you know you're eating the bread of life.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah.
They provide you with energy that you didn't have prior to eating. It literally becomes, eating the bread of life literally does transcend or transfer from the realm of the spirit into your natural. So when you sense or one or several of these definitions, you know you've eaten your daily bread. This is the feeling you get through rhemas or fragments of his daily bread. It actually describes, as I said, it describes what it means to be quickened. It's the feeling of being quickened, made alive. Let me show you what I mean. Watch the connection. We get the main ingredient when we eat the bread of life, when we eat Jesus as the bread of life. We receive the main ingredient, and watch what Jesus describes the main ingredient as. None other than the Father. John 6:57 goes on to tell us, as the living Father, he called him the living Father, hath sent me. And I live by the Father. So he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. Whew. Wait a minute. Okay. So now I found out something. Jesus is full. They say you are what you eat. Oh. Jesus said, I live by him. He sent me. I'm eating him. And so now I'm full of the Father. Jesus. I'm full of the Father. And then he said, what's in the Father is living. He is the living Father. The word living is the same word as live. It means having vital power in itself. So all source of power. He is the living. So he has all the source of power within himself. He's all efficient. He's all powerful. Here's my favorite word. He's efficacious. In the Father is all of what we need to be successful and getting desired and intended results. It's coming from the Father in Christ. So now Christ is that guy that has had the same diet the whole entire time in the earth realm. You're about to hear something really powerful. Jesus came to earth. Watch this. He came to earth, but he never left heaven. He never left heaven. Though he came to earth, he still never left heaven. And I'm going to show you what I mean by that. That's why he's the bread of heaven.
Yes, amen.
Because he came here, but his bread and sustenance was still coming from heaven. Amen. It was still coming from the Father. So Jesus is saying, listen, eat me. Because the only thing I eat is him. So if you eat me, you'll get him.
Yes, God.
Glory be to God. Though I'm in the earth realm, it doesn't make a difference. Listen, I am the bread of heaven. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Whoa, this is getting good. Man, watch this. This tells us, man, it gives us such an all confirmation of why we should be gathering fragments, staying in the realm of word on a daily.
Hallelujah.
It says here, here's your Holy Ghost note before I get to it. So when we eat our daily bread fragment, which is Christ, we are getting the source of power and effectiveness that the same source of power and effectiveness that the Father has within himself. All right. Now, Jesus is the bread. Watch this now, because he's the only begotten. All right. We're going to trail this all the way back and prove that this guy is the bread of heaven once again. All right. In John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3 and verse 14. All right. He's the bread of heaven because he's the only begotten. In John 1, 1 through 3 and 14, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Glory, Jesus, I bless you. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. We skip all the way down to verse 14, and it says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So now the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We know that was Jesus. And this is what makes him the bread, is that he's the only begotten. Watch this now. The word begotten means single of its kind. Watch what the begotten also means. To stay in a given place or state. It means to stay in relation, not to depart.
Hallelujah.
Jesus came to earth, but he never left heaven.
Bless
he never
God.
Left his Father. So all he ate was of his Father. So now that's what makes Jesus the bread from heaven. Because he was the only begotten. He stayed in a given place.
Amen.
He stayed in a given state and in a relation. He never departed. In fact, Jesus said, I only say what my Father says. I only do what I see him do.
Yes, God.
He's the bread of heaven.
Yes, God.
Single of its kind. Now, to really get it down, we're almost done, guys. We're almost done. It's a lot to chew on. It's a hit. Man, it's a quick hit, but it's powerful. In John chapter 6, we go back to John 6:51. Watch this now. He says, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. There it is. We just read that. And the word was made flesh, and we dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as the only begotten, single of its kind. The one that stayed in a given place, he didn't depart. Watch this. All right, now he calls himself the bread. I am the bread. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give, hallelujah, is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Now the word bread here means shoe bread. Shoe bread in the Hebrew means the bread of God's presence. Jesus said, I am the bread of his presence. I came to earth, but I never left him. I am the bread, just like as in the temple, that they had to have fresh shoe bread around the clock. I am that bread that stays in my Father. I am that bread that stays right here. So that when you eat me, you're essentially eating the Father. You're eating all of the benefits of his kingdom. You're eating all of the sustenance, the nourishment to come alive in him.
Bless
God. Live in a different way, in a different manner, way far from the world list. I am the bread. It's my word that I'm speaking to you right now. I'm giving you the bread from heaven. This will cause this. It also means this. That same word bread means it expiates sin. That's why after you've eaten the bread, you no longer feel guilt or shame. You feel alive unto God. Why? Because he is the bread which comes down from heaven. And what he has to do is bring you into a state of being expiated. So that you can receive all of the benefits of the Father. He brings you into perfect union with him, eating this bread.
Amen. Amen.
I am the bread of God's presence. Jesus said, I am the bread of his presence. I came to earth, but I never left him. I never left. My bread is fully packed with nothing but the nourishment of who the Father is. So now, although Jesus came to earth, and here's my note, as the Son of God, he never left God the Father. He only said what the Father said and only did what he saw him do. He was and is single of his kind. He was and is the bread of God's presence. Just as fresh shoe bread had to stay in the temple, Jesus had to stay in the presence of God, which he did perfectly. Jesus is truly the bread of heaven.
Hallelujah, God.
And that bread translates the very word you're listening to right now. You're being fed bread from heaven right this very moment. And in this meal, fragments are going to break off. These fragments of the bread need to be gathered because that's going to do what Luke prayed for day to day. It's going to take care of you day to day. The fragments of this meal, there are fragments that you've got to gather. You can't just say, oh, that was good. Oh, I remember when apostles said this. Oh, that was so good at that time. And then you let it go. Jesus said, no, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't let it be lost, because I'm already setting you up for your tomorrow, that you can eat bread again, the bread of heaven again. And then we'll break more fragments and it'll go on and on. This is the parable of Mark 4. This is it right here. It sets you up from day to day, but don't let the fragments be gone. Why? Because there's more power in the fragment than the meal itself. For the fragment, the bread that you eat the next day will become very personal to you. And it will have a personal effect on your life. And you will see it. Right now, you're hearing a general message from the bread of heaven. But it's within that fragment that you pick up tomorrow that it will become personal. It will look you over. The word of God, I believe, says it says it's a discerner. It discerns the thoughts and the intentions of the heart. And that will become personal. And that's where the power of God for deliverance, for your own prosperity, for your own favor. It gets real personal in the fragments. You see Jesus one-on-one.
Bless
you. You hear from him one-on-one. The bread begins to sustain and talk to you one-on-one. And the bread then reveals the Father as being the main source, the main ingredient. And you become efficacious to where now you can see the intended and desired results. You get into a steady flow of favor because you eat the bread.
Thank you.
You eat the bread from heaven. So this is why his words, which is our bread, carry so much weight and gives us the highest quality of life itself. We receive the source of life on every level. We receive God himself day to day. This is God's perfect peace unto us. This is God's perfect peace. Just eat your bread. Eat the bread, the words that I speak. Those words that have emphasis, those words that strike, those things that have shook you, that are provoking change right now. That's my bread. That's my nourishment to you. That's your favor. That's your prosperity. That's your deliverance. Yeah. You get an understanding of this, and I tell you, it's simplified. It becomes so simple. We can move in ways and receive in ways that we never have before.
Bless God.
But we got to do what he said. Gather the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Take down a note even right now, something that was strongly emphasized to you. Please take down a personal note. Type it in your phone, put it in your notes area, but take it down right now. Gather that fragment right now. I'm challenging you. Gather what was personal right now to you. That's a fragment. And God wants you to look into that and talk to him about it. And that's daily bread. And that conversation will lead to more. To him that hath shall more be given. Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yeah.
Bless God.
Glory be to God. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. So gather them now, guys. Come on. Again, take the note. I'm going to give you a few minutes here, a couple minutes or so, but just take the note. Take the note. If you already haven't, take the note. For Jesus truly is the bread. He truly is the bread from heaven. He gave himself so your ears could open up. And only in God do you eat through your ears. Unbelievable. Oh. Only God. Hallelujah. Father, I pray that this word touch and has touched, has revived a spark of the value of what Rhema is to us. I pray, Lord God, for a revival of the value of the Rhema word. That eating the bread from heaven that you've given us, Father, eating the bread, our Lord Jesus, all of the words that he speaks. Oh, what a blessing it is. What a blessing. What a blessing we've come to know. And we give you praise that their loss, they didn't hear you, but we do, and we are so blessed. We understand what you're saying, Master. I just pray that we get a stronger desire to be nourished in the spirit than in this natural life. I pray, Lord God, that we don't come unto you for the fish and the loaves like they did, but we come for the words that lead us unto eternal and give us eternal life. I pray that our hunger shift from natural to spiritual even the more. I pray, Lord God, this morning that you will absolutely, absolutely let them feel the nourishing of the bread in which they're eating from heaven. Let them feel, Lord God, the vigor that they have in their, even in their mortal, they're even in these mortal bodies of ours. I pray, Lord God, that we feel it on every level, what the benefit of eating the bread from heaven really has brought to us. Jesus, I thank you for quickening us and for causing vitalization to come. I thank you that everyone that was feeble is no longer feeble in the realm of the spirit, yes, but they have been nourished by the word.
Yes, God.
And I give you glory, Lord God. I give you glory again for life entering into them and all of us.
Yes, Lord.
Sustain us here. Sustain us that we too might become the bread of your presence. I thank you, Jesus. You came to earth, but you never left your Father. And I give you praise for that, Lord.
Thank you.
You're the only one of your kind. Although you've called us brothers, you've called us to be joint with you. But nobody did it like you, Jesus. You're still doing it for us.
Yes, you are.
Stand in his presence for us. You are our shoebread. And we love you and thank you for it. We thank you for it, Master. In Jesus, your precious and holy name. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
A few comments came in from Elder Allison. She gave three amens. Elder Donna said hallelujah three times, and Erica said amen. I say amen. I say amen.
Amen.
Bless God.
Day to day.